It's the Ins and Outs of Money, presented by the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. Quick tips for getting control of your money, no matter how big or small your income or family is.
Hello again, and welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money. I'm Ryan Stacey with the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. And as you know, we talk a lot about money on this segment, what money means to you, how to get control of it. But today I want to step back from that, kind of pull back the curtain on the efforts behind Ins and Outs of Money, who we are, what we're all about. For starters, you may have noticed a couple of things in the credits at the beginning and the end of this segment. There's what I say at the top of the segment every week. I'm Ryan Stacey with the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. Now, I hope you know what Monroe County Public Library is. I hope you're one of the thousands and thousands of people we get to see and talk to every year. But what about that It's Your Money Project bit? Well, It's Your Money is the library's personal finance education project, the part of what the library offers that focuses on helping people learn about being smart with money, how to spend it wisely, how to budget it, how to save it. And where did It's Your Money come from? It's Your Money is made possible by a grant that's part of a larger effort, a national effort called Smart Investing at Your Library, which is a partnership of the American Library Association and FINRA, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. And this joint partnership created Smart Investing at Your Library, which funds participating libraries all over the United States, like ours here in Monroe County, who say, you know, we know how important it is that people have free, unbiased resources to help them take control of their money. So we're going to use this grant funding to create free money-related programs, buy books and DVDs on being money smart, offer free educational tools to help people do that, that kind of thing. So you might be thinking, why the library? Isn't that where people go to check out novels or maybe look up information for school projects, that kind of thing? Well, yes, the library is a great place to do those things, but if it's been a while since you've used your public library, you might be surprised at all the other amazing things we're doing every day for free. And that brings us to point number one, which is just by using your library, you're being money smart. Think about it. Your tax dollars are already paying for this great resource, this beautiful building and online destination that you can use for free almost every day of the year. You can borrow from our huge collection of fiction and nonfiction books and magazines, our great movie and music collection, and even audiobooks. All those things are available in physical formats as well as in digital form, by the way. You can enjoy our great cultural and educational programs, use our meeting rooms and study rooms, even use our new sound studios and video studios, and it won't cost you a penny. That's being money smart, and you can find out about all those great things on the library's website, mcpl.info, or through our program guides, our free newsletter, Think Library, our Facebook page, or Twitter feed. We've even got a column in the Bloomington Herald Times every Friday. It's called At the Library that highlights all the great stuff we're doing. So there are tons of ways you can enjoy yourself, learn a lot, and take advantage of some of the great technology we have without hurting your wallet. But back to being money smart, which is a second point about why our library is great. Part of what our grant allows us to do is offer the It's Your Money Project, which helps people use the library to be smart about their money in a lot of different ways. We've got hundreds of books, ebooks, audiobooks, and DVDs on managing your money, and we also offer money smart programs and events that are fun and informative and are also absolutely free. The best part is the library is unbiased about what we offer you. We won't ever try to steer you toward buying anything. Nobody's paying us to promote their product or try to influence you in one way or another. So I hope hearing about what the library offers you by saving you money up front and by helping you be smart about your money sounds good. And I hope you make it a point to stop into the library or check us out online. Details about the It's Your Money Project can be found on our project webpage, which we mention at the tail end of every segment. Speaking of which, I'll just let Leanne tell you herself. Leanne?
The Ins and Outs of Money is part of the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. It's produced by Ryan Stacey at Level Up, the Digital Creativity Center at the library. Executive producers Joe Crawford and Dan Witherid is our sound editor. Music courtesy of Flannelgraph Records. Tools for taking control of your money can be found at money.mcpl.info. That's money.mcpl, as in Monroe County Public Library, .info.